All right, well, it is 6 o'clock, so I'll go ahead and get us started and call the meeting to order on your behalf, Chair Daly. It's 6 o'clock on Thursday, November 4th, 2021. This is the meeting of the Local Ethics Commission, and calling the roll, Chair Daly and Commissioner Sinnott. Yes, gotcha there. And now you're muted too, Chair Daly. So I saw, but we're all good. So we got you two here, and Commissioner Ignofo is absent, but we do have a quorum. And there's no citizen comment received. There's nobody here in Village Hall with me. You know, this meeting is being taking place over Zoom as well as in person in Village Hall here, in accordance with the governor's adjustments to the Illinois Open Meetings Act during the COVID-19 pandemic. And we did have one member of the public on the Zoom, but they seem to have dropped off. So if they rejoin, we can circle back to them and see if there's something they wanted to comment on. But for now, no comments, which would then bring us to approval of meeting minutes. Chair Daly.
Yes, I need a motion to approve our minutes of the last meeting that were distributed. Do I have a motion?
I move to approve the minutes of September.
I'll second that.
21. Okay.
Thank you.
I'll second that. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. There we go.
Thank you. And then same thing, I'll turn to you for the next item there.
I don't have my second screen up because I'm, like as I said, I'm not working out of my office right now. So I don't have the agenda in front of me. So it would be very helpful for me if you could just sort of lead us through the agenda.
No problem at all. The next item is the old business continued discussion regarding review of the ethics code. And I think what makes sense is that you know, both Commissioner Sinnott and Commissioner Ignofo did send in their comments, which I sent to you, Chair Daly, and you merged them all into one document to work from. And I think what makes the most sense would just be to talk through and see if Commissioner Sinnott has any comments on those notes that were all compiled together. I think the next appropriate step, there's a couple of notes that call for the village attorney's attention. And I think that the next appropriate step is trying to work toward, you know, kind of a true like red line proposed document. So working all these notes into the document. And so for that reason, I just wanna make sure before, you know, Chair Daly, you and I go to the village attorney for his kind of comment and inclusion in the process, that we just, you know, don't have any other notes or questions or things to kind of iron out before we do that next step.
I couldn't agree more. Do you want to drop that in? If you can share your screen, if you can pull that up, I think that might be the most productive thing. Yep. And then what you and I can do is we can go through that. I want to make sure I pretty much incorporated everything that everybody's comments, all brilliant, all agreed with. There wasn't anything that I didn't agree with. I made some editorial decisions in terms of drafting some language to comport with the comments, or, you know, if we had multiple comments on the same thing, I might have taken, you know, a little bit from here and a little bit from there as a draft. There were certain issues that we all agreed on that I didn't redline, but I put in as comments on the side for council to review and incorporate. The two big ones were the reporting lines as well. And then the second one was the training, because obviously I think we all agreed that once we get a new code, the people that are subject to it need to understand what it is and be trained in terms of how they comply with it. What that means for the village, I don't know. One of the things that is both a positive and a negative is in my experiences with Cook County. Yeah. So it's helpful, but it's not the same. So what I wanted to do is to allow a village council to add in the sections on the appropriate reporting, as well as what a training program could look at, instead of trying to redline it myself, just give them the instructions that we wanted, because the specifics in terms of how the village operates are just things that I don't necessarily have, you know, I know I don't have the background on in order to draft that properly. So that's the one, that's sort of the big thing that I didn't do, but that we all, so I guess it just makes sense. We can go through the, you know, scroll through, and then if you and I sign off on it, we should be good to go, right? And then we'll send it on. The biggest thing that I did from an editorial stance was from one of, I don't remember whose suggestion it was, but it really did streamline the process. The old code suffered from having one section be related to employees, but then it wouldn't include officers, or it wouldn't, none of it included people doing business with the village. Then the next section would reiterate, but not include employees. It was just kind of all over the map, hard to follow, and also it wasn't comprehensive enough, because all of these provisions, pretty much, as far as our mutual read was, should apply to everybody that is that we define as it being applicable to. So what I did was, if you can scroll down, that covered individual. All right. This is the biggest editorial issue, because what I did then over the course of the rest of the code, I changed it to covered individuals. So every code provision after this relates back to this definition. So we need to make sure that this definition is appropriate. And we've got employees, subcontractors, officers. Officers is separately defined. So, and persons doing or seeking to do business with the village. So then throughout, you'll see covered individuals. I thought that was a great suggestion. It was, and so I incorporated back up. I think from an editorial standpoint, I wanted to get that out there first so you understand how this got changed. So let's go from the beginning, we can scroll through. I don't think it's going to take us a lot of time because we've all read this already. Let's go to the first, scroll down. Let's see. So changes on compensated time, reference to covered in, so that's that. Whatever this changes on compensatory time off, really sort of more of an editorial, you know, cleaning up. Let's move down, and please interrupt me, you know, but I think I don't think this is going to take a lot of time. Gift, again, we went back to covered individual. Go ahead. And this is another suggestion of talking about official duties, and that was a way. And I incorporated that as well. So each and every one of the, where it's appropriate in the provisions later on, refer to official, and the mission gets incorporated throughout the document. Go ahead, let's see, keep going. Prohibited, hold on. Whenever we get to these sections, I wanna, Can you roll back?
Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Doing great. So there was a discussion when we first talked about this, about whether or not we should have a preamble. And there is kind of a mission statement later on.
In the preamble is spelled wrong.
Yep, it sure is.
Can we fix the spelling of preamble?
Please. I'm sure that's a word in Scrabble, but it's not what we not what we were looking for. So I included, and this preamble, I think, was part of the side notes on the original one that I had submitted. So this isn't new. So I included the preamble. There's a note to council later on, as I kind of worked my way through it again on the second go around, that there does appear to be kind of a mission statement later on, which I think is a bit redundant to the preamble. And so for the next, so it's kind of one of those things where I was, you know, typing and dropped a note, but didn't actually fix the redundancy. And I think that's probably something worth having village council review. But I think it's important to have a preamble up front, particularly for the covered individuals, because it gives them a sense of what you're trying to achieve. What's the purpose of this, right? We want to be effectuating the purpose. So you kind of have to discuss it up front so that people make decisions about whether or not a particular action is within the spirit of these laws, of this new law. And it should be part of the training, because you can't always anticipate everything in the minutiae of the statute. So not new, just moved it in here. John, you want to go ahead and scroll down? Yeah, so that's...
Wait, can we stop where the green is on 18? Is that 18? Excuse me, go up just a bit. Number eight, sorry. It's so small that it looked like an 18. Report any violations, suspected violations, or other misconduct under the article to the, and right, that add a person of contact.
Yeah, that goes to the reporting.
Someone that's already in the village, someone appointed by the president.
That again goes to that thing I'm punting to council, which is why it's green, which is what's okay. The report? We need to figure, we need to find out from them if it makes sense. I don't want us to draft something to have them come back and that doesn't work at all.
Right. So that's okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. And then here's another.
We took out intentionally and put in knowingly.
Yes. Throughout. Okay. Because knowingly, as you know, is broader. Right. So if you know you're doing something wrong, as far as I'm concerned, under the law, you shouldn't be doing it under this code. They'll come back and tell us what they think about that. But knowingly is kind of what I'm used to seeing. Intentionally is pretty narrow, particularly with respect to an ethics code. And that was one of the side notes that I got. So I agreed with that and changed it throughout. So anything that had been intentionally is now knowingly. Okay. And then you'll see a lot of-
And you put it in green because you want the village attorney to review it, to make sure they want it broader and not narrow.
I put it in green originally for me and then didn't take it out, but it does.
Okay.
Because that was like, oh, you know, as I'm going through it. So but if we can leave it, because I think it helps. I think they need to understand, and I'm more than happy, as I will go back to when we have the conversation with them, that'll parallel what we're talking about, which is sort of, what are the headlines here? What do we do? Right? What are the big changes? A lot of this is, you'll see as we go through, most of these edits are really about referring back to covered individuals and getting rid of these individuals, each section discussing who it applies to. But yeah, that's a biggie, going from intentional to knowingly throughout. That's a big head. Okay. Let's go through. This is again just changing. This has all got to do edits relating to the covered individual. All of that is the same. Covered individual knowingly. Let's stop right there. Reasonable expenses associated with travelance in further of official duty. So that's one where we talk about official duties. Mm-hmm. The other one was just, I think it just said travel, and it was so. It could mean anything, and of course travel is one of those places where the gifts tend to be a problem if an outside party is giving gifts to a public official or a covered individual, as it were. So that's a change, and the other is probably worth a minute or two, and here I just did what the same definition that is at the county level. We changed what who is considered an immediate family member. So that's the definition here that we changed. Might want to scroll up to see what we edited out.
No, I remember discussing this at the last meeting as well.
Yeah, so we can move on. And then included fiancés. So
right.
Covered individual, that's all that is right there. Those edits relating to that. We can keep scrolling, John. Thanks. Same. Keep going. Keep going. Hold on. Hold on. Oh, yeah, that's a good. Let's see.
This is where you thought it would be redundant. You thought the ethical standards would be something that should be brought to the table as opposed to. Yeah, I see that.
Right. Yeah. So this is the whole section that we need to. So you know what I'm talking about. All right. We can keep going. This will be quick. Almost halfway through.
Did you want me to stop at that conflict of interest or keep moving through it? Or
I read through the packet that you had provided in advance. And so that's why I'm not asking for that stop.
Great. Well, stops. Okay. Let's just
I was only asking for the stops of the places I didn't know what she was trying to get at, like that. Right. Like it was.
Then you're
blank. I was like, "What is she doing?"
Okay, you have the calm, Mr. Sulu. You have him scroll through, and you have.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, I tried to do a little work before today, and I did look through the combined comments and stuff so that we wouldn't spend too much time. So we can keep.
Yeah, we'll stop when you tell us to stop.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought everything that you added was fine.
Great.
And I like how you added my name. Thank you. You spelled it. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah.
It's such a lovely name. I love that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I do.
And I did check to make sure that it was right because I didn't want to misspell it.
So that was it. That was penalties. That was it.
Great. Yeah.
So really it was number 8 on the top where you didn't have a name in there. And I was like, what is she doing? But now I understand what you're doing.
Yeah, so, I was... just relates to that whole thing that I'm punting.
Yeah, exactly. You're punt, right, which totally makes sense. Plus, I saw that you added the First Amendment language that I was, you know, concerned about. We want to make sure that we're not stepping in.
No. And the other thing we need to tell counsel, you know, as you know, Kathy had forwarded to us that little flyer on the new state ethics law. So that has counsel as well so that they can give a nice scrub of this. Where I did a first shot at it. Most of it had to do with the statement of economic interest, which, you know, what it is. That's done at the state level. You have to, you know, it's defined there. If it applies to you, you got to sign it. You got to know what it is. Not really has anything to do with this. But
I think you added the one where I had a question about what election code are they referring to, you know? So
yes,
that was a great point. I think those are both things that the village attorney can now look at some of our suggestions and get back to us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're done. I think we can just send this to village council. Have them.
Wow, that took so long, didn't it?
I told you I'm in the short meeting.
Right? It's like, wow, this is a long 19-minute meeting.
It's a good touch base just so we don't go in circles and circles and circles with the attorney, but I think it's good to have everybody on the same page before we do that. So it's good.
Yeah, and thank you for spending the time on this. You know, this is a grind looking through these ordinances. You know, this isn't the sexy stuff. So, you know, it takes time I was so impressed with the thoughtful comments that everybody provided. So that was fantastic. And I think this is going to give council something really meaty. They understand what we're trying to do. You know, it's just not punting to them.
Kind of consideration. Yeah, that would have been
Change it, make it better, you know.
Right. Make it better. We tried.
Make it better. So I think this is great. So I guess the next steps are get it in front of them.
I think we should move to hold a meeting after the council has reviewed it.
Maybe let's set something. So
like setting something up for December, because December we're getting into the holidays and
I think let's try and set a meeting in the beginning of January because if we're a month from now, it gets us into December. And you've got Thanksgiving in between, and I don't know what's on their plate otherwise. This is moving forward, which is what we want.
Yeah.
And, And we're not in a situation where we have some sort of ethical crisis that we're trying to address. We're trying to change a statute that needs some updating. So I think if we can look at sometime in January, that gives council plenty of time to
talk to me. Are you looking at the week of January 17th?
Yeah, that'll be fine. Whatever works for everybody.
Okay. Do you mind if we do Thursday at 6 again?
Yeah, whatever works for your schedule.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I've been trying to stick to this 5 to 6 meeting period, and then so I wouldn't be able to start until 6:30. But if 6 works for the other commissioner on the 20th, I know
let's I'm. Let's do the 13th. Can we do the 13th? Because we're pushing it far anyway.
Not available on that day.
Are you on vacation? I hope.
No, I am a member of a different nonprofit organization called Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, and that's our Founders Day.
No worries. We'll do the 20th.
Thank you.
Let's make sure that absolutely. There's nothing, you know, the house isn't burning down. We're fine.
Right.
So we'll do the 20th. If you can send out an invite, and then there's zero excuse for us not to have this back on a new version for the from council for us to review
And Chair Daly, what I'll do is I'll get that conversation started with the council, and I'll circle you in so that if he has questions, he can speak with you or me or both of us, you know, just to, if he has any questions about what do we mean here or there. But this will get him started and rolling, and you know, whenever he's finished with that, I will I'll circulate it, you know, and that'll be ahead of the meeting.
And I'll make myself available at his convenience so we can have a talk. So to the extent he wants to get a sense to do. I'm happy to do that. Whatever makes sense for him. We'll find a time.
Okay.
All right. Excellent.
Thank you, everyone. I appreciate your time.
Hold on. We got to go through some motions to get out of this meeting.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I move to adjourn the meeting at this time.
I second it. All those in favor, say yay.
Hi.
All right. All those
Thanks, guys.
All right. All right. All right. We'll see you later. Thanks so much. All right. Take care.